Blog Talk Radio.
I remember being at your house on a cold October night. Leaves are falling in, I was too, as you talked by the firelight. Your walls burnt down and you let me in. I saw your heart and where you've been. I remember being at your house when I fell in love that night. The stories we thought we'd tell our children someday are nothing but memories that live in dusty frames. You know, darling, there isn't anyone who knows you like I do. I'm not sure I could ever be the same without you. Without you. You know, darling, there isn't anyone who calls you best friend. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Lizzy Cates. We'll talk with Lizzy about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun one. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I am really hyped because it's something that I messaged you earlier this morning on Twitter. I am so hyped for next week, it's not even funny.
I trust me. I wish I was able to go to the to next Tuesday. And there's also the show before on Sunday.
I'll give y'all a full report of my week next Wednesday on the show. But with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Lizzie Cates to the show. Hey, Lizzie, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Hello, Liz. It's a pleasure to finally speak to you in person.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Before we get into this, I just got to tell you, the song we just played, "Strangers," is gorgeous.
Thank you.
and I'll tell you, what I'll do. I host a indie country radio show every Friday at this time, where I'll play my top three favorite independent songs of the week, and I'll let social media vote on the songs. I'll rank them from 3 to 1. I'll add this song to some rotation on that show for you.
Well, thanks. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. So, before we get into this, just I like to ask my guests the same two questions before we get into the actual interview. Just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, my name's Lizzie Cates. I'm 23. I came from Reno, Nevada, which I guess country music's pretty popular out there. I guess it'll really start. I was a really young age. I was 5 years old when I first wrote my first song. My mom always listened to country music growing up, and so when I was little, I honestly thought that was the only kind of music until I got into school and hearing other people sing, talking about different kind of like pop and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just like growing up, I always thought that musicians wrote their own songs. So I was like, well, if I want to be like them, I have to write my own stuff. And then it was like, not until I was in maybe the fourth grade when I found out actually a majority of artists don't write their own stuff. And so I was vowed from that moment on to always write my own music. And I've just always kind of taken influences from my life and wrote about that. And I don't really know any other different what else to write about, so.
That's awesome.
Let me ask you something, Lizzie. I know that Reno is a heavily, obviously, heavy gambling town, just like Las Vegas is. How did you make the transition from Reno to living in Nashville?
None of my family was really into the gambling. I was really into, like, nature because I lived right next to Lake Tahoe. So I think the biggest thing to adjust to is the idea that I came from somewhere that only had really sagebrush and pine trees to somewhere that has a lot of green trees and just, like, so many plants. So I think the biggest struggle for me is my allergies, like, adjusting to that and not having mountains around me. And I think that's in the humidity. There's no humidity in Reno at all, and there's so much humidity here. So I think that was the biggest struggle, getting adjusted to that.
It's all dry heat. That's all.
Yeah, it's really dry.
Basically.
I think that maybe we have 2% humidity in Reno.
A little.
I was out in Arizona about 4 years ago, and it could be of course I'm used to the Tennessee heat, this whole 100% humidity or whatever we've got here, when I was in Arizona, it could be easily a 105 and I would not sweat a drop. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, definitely. I always think of it like here in Nashville, the heat feels like sauna, like you're in a sauna, like you're meant to sweat. And then when you go back, in Arizona and like Reno and Nevada and all that, it's like someone's bringing. I always think of it as someone's holding a blowtorch up to you. It's like a different, like that one feels like you're burning. That kind of heat.
Exactly. It's a,
I believe it.
Like I said, I come from a place where there's like literally 70% humidity pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And going to a place where there's like a 0% humidity, I'm like, okay, what's going on right now?
Yeah, it's definitely
different
world. Exactly.
And I tell you what threw me. I mean, besides the humidity, I was enthralled by the scenery. I mean, you've got these sheer cliffs and these rock formations. I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, no, it's going out that way on the west side of the country. It's definitely, it's beautiful. A lot of nature, like nature rules stuff.
I was out there for a Arizona Diamondbacks baseball game because I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums, and I've only got one left. I started this thing like 6 years ago, and I've only got one stadium left, which is mind blowing to me.
Yes, that's crazy.
So I wanted to ask. I think my first question for you is, if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
Oh man, I grew up having so many like dreams and occupations. Like at one point I wanted to be a haircut, like, okay, this is crazy, but I wanted to cut hair at Great Clips. Like I didn't even want to work in a professional salon. And so I went from that, and then I wanted to be a tattoo artist, and then I wanted to do, like, I just wanted to do so many things. Honestly, if I wasn't in the music business right now, man, I don't know. I think I would be in, I think I'd still be doing, I love hair and makeup, so I'd probably be in that, but I just haven't really
That's
thought
awesome.
About that. I don't really have a backup plan. So.
I understand that. You know, a lot of the artists we talk to, and I've been interviewing country artists for the past 4 years, and a lot of the artists we talk to say that they're like, I have zero backup plan at this point.
What is my backup plan?
Now,
is that what you asked?
I get that from a lot of artists. I ask that question, and they're like, I have zero backup plan right now. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask anybody who's super successful in music, you ask them, what was your backup plan? You're like, well, I made it the moment I didn't have a backup plan. So.
I understand that.
It's a scary business, but you love it.
Kind of on that same note, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could change one thing... if I could go back and tell myself probably like 4 or 5 years ago to don't compare yourself to other artists, I struggled with that, comparing myself to other artists and being like, well, I have to write that song because they have that song. And I think that was my biggest struggle, kind of keeping me to where I'm at today, is just like where I'm at writing wise, is to just make sure you're not trying to do what other people are trying to do just because that's what's popular.
You know, and being in radio, I've struggled with that too, because I'll be honest with you, I started this show 6 years ago, with zero training, zero experience whatsoever, I'm literally flying by the seat of my pants at this point. I struggled with that too. I mean, I'd see different radio friends of mine, and I'd be like, I wish I could interview that person. Or that person That seems cool. How'd they land that interview? I mean, but thankfully enough, I've been in this so long that I don't struggle with that anymore. Thankfully enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Liz, I wanted to ask you, do you see yourself performing in Nashville for the next few years, or is this your definite home? And if so, what are your goals to reach in the next few years, or even next few months?
Honestly, I'm focused on being just a writer at this point, at right now, anyway. I just want to write as many songs as I can, and just kind of like change country radio a little bit, just kind of like bring it back to, you know, meaning, because I write really kind of meaningful songs and just about life and everything. I just feel like radio is kind of straying away from that. And I just want to put my name out there as the writer that kind of changed the way that country music was going. You know, I feel like that's really my main goal, is just to write as much as I can, learn as much as I can, and, you know, try to get cuts and whatnot.
Yeah,
I hope the songs that you write, either you sing them yourself and they become very popular hits on the radio, or you're able, or some other singers are able to sing them and they do very well too, and you get tons of royalties from it.
I think it's just kind of like it just depends, you know, like, for example, Casey Musgraves and Barry Morris, they were writers first. And they just kept putting out music because other people like would want to record. But then there was certain songs that are like, no, that's your song. Like somebody will say, no, that's your song. You should record that. So I think it's kind of like, that's kind of where I want to go. Is it just depends on what song it is and how it's written and who I think in mind should sing it.
You know, and that sort of ties into my next question. I watched an interview that a Kid Rock did with Dan Rather, and Dan asked him this question, and I'll ask you, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist or a writer?
What I want to be known for?
Be remembered for, yeah.
That was myself, like, at the end of the day. And just, you know, I never, you know, like, writing about my life, like, I just want to be as honest as possible to be remembered for that, and just my storytelling and the fact that, you know, I don't write about complicated things, but the songs, like, everybody can relate to them. I think that's kind of what I want to be known for at the end of the day, is the fact that I was myself and that I wrote what I wanted to say, and not just because somebody else wanted, you know, not something else that somebody wanted to hear, you know?
You know, and I have a lot of respect for that because I mean, at the end of the day, music is a business, it's really great to see people out there, sticking to the guns and doing their own thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I really respect artists when they do that. Like, you know, you know that they're super cool. If you were to hang out with, like, if you were to go up to them in a Starbucks and talk to them, they'd be the same way as if they were on TV. You know what I mean? That's always where I always, at the end of the day, I just, like, I want to be that person that's, like, that is always true to themselves no matter what, you know?
Right. And I understand that there's a sharks in the business and people that aren't necessarily in it for the right reasons. I get that. I'm not naive to it. There's sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you. But I feel like country music, more than any genre, generally, 85 or 90% of the country industry are genuinely good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I've met a few big stars. I'm not going to name names, but every star encounter that I've had in country music, they've just been, I've been nothing but super sweet and just so gracious. And I guess that's why I'm drawn to country music myself.
Yeah.
So this next question I've got for you is having to do a little bit with social media. Now, everybody, it seems like in the world these days, is on social media. I mean, it's everywhere. Do you think it's easier enough for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole because of social media?
I think yes and no. I mean, it's really cool the fact that, you know, you can put your song on the internet and anybody in the world can listen to it. Like, I have a lot of fans from all around the world that, you know, I was able to connect with because, you know, they heard my song on YouTube or whatever. And I just think that's such a cool concept to me. But I don't, like, to a point where I feel like hearing music in person and getting to actually meet the person is a little bit different than just meeting them behind a screen. You know what I mean? So I would say yes and no. Like, it definitely is a way that you can gain fans. And don't get me wrong, the internet is probably the best thing that could have ever happened to music. But it also, because of the internet, it also has dropped album sales and everything like that and streaming. So I would say yes and no. I think it's, like, for fan purpose, yes, absolutely. Definitely has changed the music industry for the better. But for album sales and, like, just kind of making, you know, I don't want to say, like, making money off music, but kind of at the same time, like,
right.
It's kind of, it's, a lot of artists are struggling because of that.
You know, and that brings up a really good point that I've never asked an artist ever. With the streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, et cetera, do you see, and like you said, album sales dropping like they are, do you see physical CDs being a thing of the past eventually?
Wait, say it one more time. What was the question?
Do you see the physical CDs being a thing of the past eventually?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm going to say, like, I mean, people still go out and buy, like, records and everything, but nobody's going to buy, like, a record of somebody today, you know, being in the music industry now. Like, I feel like a lot of artists aren't making full albums anymore. They're just making EPs that they're releasing online. And that's just because people aren't. Yeah, I would say that I think in the next 10 years, I don't think we're going to have CDs at all.
You know, and I agree with that. When the first music a downloading service came to be, I told my parents, I said, you watch. I don't know if it'll be in y'all's lifetime, but physical CDs will be a thing of the past. And I think that's coming true, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
A question to the both of you. I'm sorry. If CDs disappear, you think there'll be no more physical EPs? Don't forget, though, the records are even coming back.
True.
I don't know.
True.
So I don't know if EPs are going to totally disappear, because I can't see records coming back and EPs gone. This is just an opinion, that's all.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know, but so I know we mentioned social media earlier, but How has social media affected your career thus far?
Well, I mean, I have like I have a Tumblr that I'd made like forever ago, and I have like 30,000 followers on that. So I think like, you know, having those fans, like I think that they've really changed me. It's like, you know, like being along, because it's been years and they've followed me through my sides. I would say that it's helped me a lot. I didn't really get into like Instagram as much as I did until I moved to Nashville and I realized how much social media was important here. So I'm still learning how to use social media. I'm not like a huge, like if I didn't have to have social media for music, I wouldn't have a social media probably at all. Just because I'm not very good at it.
I mean, I get that. I mean, of course I'm a big social media fan, but I'll be honest with you. If it weren't for the show, which social media is where we find like 90% of our guests on social media. But
yeah,
if it weren't for the show, I don't know if I'd be on social media either. To be totally and absolutely honest with you.
Yeah. I just don't see how people use it for social reasons.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
Like it's more self-explanatory.
A couple more questions for you, and I think we're gonna let you go. But I always have to ask this question because some of the responses we get are just totally hilarious. It's just not even funny. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
If I could have three things to get on my island, let's see here. I'd probably take unlimited amount of coffee, if that's a thing, because I love coffee.
My guitar. Starbucks on the island for that.
My guitar. I can't live without that. And could I have a boat so I can get off the island? Is that allowed?
It's your island. I mean, you know, you can have anything.
I mean, if I can't take that, then I'd probably take. Man, I don't know.
See, for me, I'd have to have another person with me because I'm such a people person that if I didn't have another person to physically talk to, I'd go insane in 24 hours.
That's true.
I would go absolutely nuts in 24 hours. I'd switching to music for a second, what's coming up for you? I mean, any new releases on the horizon or anything you can talk about?
Yeah, I'm actually releasing a 6-song EP this summer.
Well, that's super.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be called Such a Mess.
Are you planning to have an EP release party, Lizzie, to introduce it to the world?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I'd love to see you do one, if you can.
I'd be more than happy to play the EP on the show for you.
Well, thank you. It's gonna be fun. I mean, it's not fun, but it's gonna be like it's gonna be six of the songs that describe me. Strangers will be on that one.
Oh, nice. You know, and I'm gonna say this. I say this now, and I'll probably say it again in a few minutes. But if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for the TVP, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, thanks.
Absolutely, because I feel like what this radio show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview or whatever. I feel like I've more than done my job.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Being the creative person that you are, what inspires or motivates you?
What inspires me? In like what sense? Just like writing, or just like in general, like to do what I'm doing?
Just in general, whether it's in your a personal life or your a professional life.
I mean, I don't. How do I answer this question? Well, whenever I write a new song, I just write what I feel. So it's like I feel like knowing that I always have that, it kind of motivates me to, you know, keep going, and it makes me want to do things that make me want to write about things and experience new things. And you know, like when I moved to Nashville, like I moved without really any help. I mean, I just kind of decided I was going to do it. I moved thousands of miles away, and just because I knew I needed to do it. Now it's like I was in like a rut for about 2 years where I wouldn't write anything because I just needed something new. And then when I moved here, you know, I wrote like over 20 songs like in my first week that I moved here. So it was just I always need new experiences in my life to try new things, and going out and actually doing things is a big thing for me. And, you know, talking to people and getting their insights. I love talking to people because it helps me, you know, to get inspiration on what I should write about and, like, what's going on in the world and all that. So I would just say experiences is what motivates me.
That's awesome. Around Nashville, what are some of your favorite places to play around the city?
I love playing the Listening Room. It's always been one of my favorite places. I just like the idea of when people come in, everybody's dead silent because they really want to hear your songs. And I love playing there.
You know,
I also like playing the Commodore. And just, I do a lot of Riders Round, so.
Mm-hmm. The Listening Room is probably my favorite place in Nashville. I mean, I've been there multiple times. It's the sound system is killer there.
Yeah. Mhm. Absolutely.
You know, and I just noticed that. Speaking of Riders Round, I think you're playing one tomorrow night, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm playing one tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, nice. Where are you playing tonight?
I'm playing at Tavern 96. It's outside the Bridgestone Arena. It's like connected
That's
to the Bridgestone.
The world,
it's on the Country Music Hall of Fame side.
Nice. And where's the show tomorrow night?
My friends put on this writer's round called Bowtie Beats. It's at Bowtie Barista in Donaldson. They have really good coffee there. So, and we also live stream it on the Facebook page at Bowtie Beats on Facebook, which is really cool. They have, like, a professional camera and, like, set up, like, lights and everything. So it's a really cool place to play.
Oh, awesome. Okay. This is the last question I've got for you. Unless Craig's got something else for you, but...
I have one question, but I'll wait until after the answer.
Okay. What is the best advice you've ever been given?
I think the best advice I've ever been given was, you know, people could be really mean to you like really mean. But at the end of the day, you're really mean to yourself. Like the person that, you know, that really matters is when you look in the mirror. So I think what I learned from that is like to just give yourself a break. Like, yeah, you mess up sometimes. Like just give yourself a break and keep going. And at the end of the day, like, you're the person that has to live with it. So it doesn't matter what other people think. So I think that was the best advice
I agree with that.
You know, you could work as hard as the other person next to you, but that doesn't mean anything. If you work harder than you've ever been, like, you know, the last time you did something, then you're going to accomplish something.
Exactly. What was your question for, Craig?
I just wanted to ask, Liz, if you're going to be performing in Nashville during the week of CMA Fest, so I would be able to see you perform live.
I don't have anything scheduled yet, but if you just follow me on Instagram, I'm sure I will. So.
I will keep my fingers crossed that you do.
Before we let you go, where can fans follow you on Instagram if they want to keep up with you?
It's just Lizzie Cates Music. So my name is spelled LIZZIE, last name CATES, and then it's just music. So
awesome, and I follow you there. So
yeah.
I've got that covered for you. hey, thank you for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I like doing interviews, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this again, if there's ever anything that you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but I thank you again so much for doing this.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, Lizzie, okay?
All right, have a good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yes, that was an enjoyable interview.
Yes, it was. Considering we don't have a show next Tuesday because I'll be out of town. Our next show is the 9th, I think it is. Next one.
A week from today with the lovely Kelsey Cook, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter. She's performed with Song Suffragette before and does a Facebook Live every Monday, so that should be a very good interview. And then a week from tomorrow, we have October Rose, who is just about to release their new EP, Exit In a few days. We've had them on in August. I've seen them a few times in concert. They're terrific. So two very good interviews.
And I think you can follow Kelsey. It's at Kelsey K Music, isn't it? On Twitter and Instagram.
Correct.
That's what I thought. Because I wasn't sure if I was following the right person on Twitter. That's why I sent you that screenshot the other day.
No, that's fine. It's not the easiest spelling in the world. But he's very, very friendly, and I think next Wednesday will be fantastic, as well as next Thursday.
Yeah, I think so, too. Before I let you go, too, Craig, I wanted to tell you who my guest co-host is for Indie Country Radio this week, because I know we don't host that show together, but I've decided to do a weekly guest co-host thing for my other show, Indie Country Radio, where it'll be former guests, whether that's artists, radio people, former co-hosts, people I've co-hosted with on their shows in the past. But this Friday, I'll be co-hosting with my dear friend Misty this Friday. So.
Oh, fantastic. It should be a very good countdown this Friday.
And I know that you're okay with it because I talked to you about it on Twitter last week. I talked to you about it.
That's
I know
fine.
That you're okay with it.
And I hope that, you know what, I will be able to participate too.
Absolutely, dude.
On the countdown.
Absolutely, dude. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, and kind of wrap things up here, okay? And I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Lizzie Cates. Like Craig said, we have the super talented Miss Kelsey Kay on the show with us next Wednesday. Because we don't have a show next Tuesday because I'll be out of town. But then next Thursday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented duo of my friends October Rose on the show with us. And I think since you guys have heard the announcements, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.